Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. I'm actually in my car hosting the show from here. If any disconnection from my cell phone happens, there's a number that somebody could recall that number and put in the PIN number and have the show continue on. So, hello, everybody. Hello, do you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay.
So any other callers on yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Who was that?
I apologize. I'm sitting in my car doing Uber, so I'm doing the show from another cell phone. Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Freezing cold.
Same here.
Ugh.
Sorry to hear that.
38 below in Michigan.
Wow.
Now it should be a Lakota.
Lakota.
Okay. Well, Lakota, Indigenous, whatever. All
Well, I'll start the show up with a prayer for everybody with all the bad weather going on. Hope nobody freezes, nobody's starving, and everybody's being looked after. And hope a lot of problems in this world can get straightened out and people can pull their heads out of their asses and start seeing the light.
All right. Okay.
So, has anybody got a topic they want to share tonight?
It's your show, people. Something.
I guess everybody's too busy with Christmas Eve, huh?
Yeah. Rachel, I'm sending you the host number and the PIN number right now as we speak. So
I don't know if I'll be able to do it on my phone.
Pardon me?
I said, I don't know if this phone will allow me to do it.
It's just like dialing the number. So I'm sending you with the PIN number, too.
I can try, but I don't know if this phone will let me do all that because I don't got a, what you call a smartphone.
Don't worry about the computer. In order just to start the show, you know what I mean? You dial the number that I sent you, the host number. You put in the PIN and you press pound. Okay. And you just said start the show, press 1. That's it. It's easy. Well, hello, 406-6926. 517-1710-330-1865. Welcome to the show. Do you have anything to say?
Just listening in from Lame Deer. Comments later. Get set up here.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my car doing this, so...
Well, the blizzards are all right.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool all over the hemisphere.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you mess with Mother Nature.
Yep. She's coming back on
everybody.
When you mess with Mother Earth, that's what happens.
No, I think things are starting to come back on these white people, you know. They can't keep going. Carrying on and acting the way they do and keeping everybody else going and acting the way they do. I think the signs are coming that something's coming and people better get ready.
Well,
seems like everybody's gotten too comfortable.
Yeah, but do you think this will wake anybody up?
Nope, I really don't. I think there's people out here who are awake, but everybody's so into
themselves,
all this BS in this country, the technology, everybody's just gotten content and comfortable, and that's when things take everybody off guard, when everybody gets too content and comfortable, especially when there's all this chaos going on. That's when it's going to hit and just really rock people back on their heels.
Yep.
We've been trying to tell people for years, but they don't listen.
Nope.
They think we're crazy.
Yep, they do. Well, they're the ones that's crazy.
Is that you,
they
Jenny?
They've always acted.
Is that you, Jenny? Jenny, is that you?
It's Rachel.
No, that's Rachel.
No, Rachel, I'm sorry. How are you going, Rachel?
I'm okay.
I thought you was up from up north.
I'm down here in Oklahoma, but still freezing.
Yeah, you're catching hell down there too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Got a powder and snow and everybody panicked. All the food's gone. You got a powder and snow. Yeah.
Like it happened in Riverside, California, about 65, and only about an inch of snow there, and everybody was going crazy.
Yep. Everybody's here in Oklahoma, it's just the powder. Oh, the snow apocalypse, the snow apocalypse. Jeez.
I was just there one time in Oklahoma. And it was a cold, windy night.
It's pretty okay. This stuff we got this last few days, I lived in Wisconsin for 10 years, and it reminds me of Wisconsin.
Well, I'm just here to listen in a little bit here and try to get some paperwork out of the way so I can present it in a better fashion than I did last time. So we'll catch you on the rebound.
Well, I just want to talk about the state of this country. It's kind of like it's in an asylum state, and, you know, nobody wants to face the truth that it's in that state because, if you know, people are going to get mad and say things, but the white man did bring us to where we are today. He truly did. You know, he said his way of life was better, his religion, his government. I don't see it. And if anybody else out here says everything's working good, you know, there's something wrong here.
No.
When you got tribal governments that are emulating the white government in every way, people are not being taken care of. But everybody knows that, you know, money's coming into those tribes, but they can't take care of their people. Let me explain why. And they're not. And I can't understand why they're not being honest with their people. I keep hearing things like, oh, the tribe's broke. Okay, explain to your people why you're broke. You're not telling people everything that's the inner workings that's going on. But like, you know, you hear Snoop and everybody talk, you see all these tribal councilmen driving around nice cars, they got the nice houses. You know, they're taking out the biggest bag of groceries and stuff. So why isn't everybody got nice cars, nice houses, able to go out and get a bunch of groceries?
The elders out there on Pine Ridge have been calling us. This is Earl in Ohio. They've been calling us for food. They have no food. They have no wood. Chinoop has been delivering the wood. We've been getting food to them as best we can, winter coats. They say every time they call the tribal government, it's the same thing. We don't have any money to help you. Last night, Chinupa said that yesterday they just brought 9 new trailers onto the res, and they had 4 flatbeds with backhoes, brand new backhoes on them that the tribal government paid for. He said, where did they get that money from? Right.
Yeah, but they're broke all the time.
They can't help the people, but they can sure help themselves.
Well, it is. It goes back to all that IRA. Everything's between the two governments. The federal government tells the tribe, take care of your people, whether you take care of them or not. We don't care, which they don't. They just get what they want out of that, you know, that contractual agreement, credit. That's a sad state. I mean, you got to all
well,
that
the
going
tribal,
on.
The tribal governments have learned from the best, our government.
Well,
they train them very well.
There's a lot of Navajos still about water today. You know, I thought that government was supposed to civilize. And between the two, neither one or both can't get these people water, can't get them electricity, can't get them decent housing. Oh. But they're constantly polluting that land, pulling out all their minerals. And we know that the tribes are getting paid pretty pennies for that stuff, but you know, no money. The problem is they think everybody's stupid is what it is. And I think they get their kicks off people coming to beg. And that's the white mentality for you. And then when they come and beg or demand that you help, they what do they do? We're broke.
It's the same old song and dance.
Well, people are going to get tired. Go rip up the tribal constitution and, you know, tell them adios. I don't know how it is with all the other tribes. I know our tribe, I researched it and found out that, I guess it was voted in, that every member gave up their individual sovereignty consent to the tribal council and legislation to make all sole decision-making. So, and I keep asking my other tribal members, and what's the point in having these councils and quorum? Because every time we meet quorum, it goes before the legislation, and they knock it down and side with the tribe to not do something. So it's like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, the original Native Americans didn't have tribal councils. That was the white man's government that blackmailed all these nations into getting tribal governments that they could make as mimics of themselves to control the people.
Yep.
Like on Pine Ridge, they had banned them for many, many years. They weren't allowed to do their sacred dances, especially the sun dance.
Yep.
And the government told them, we will allow you to do it if you vote in a tribal government. And if people wanted to be able to do their dances so bad, they voted for it, not knowing what they were in for.
Yeah, because there was that lack of terminology and understanding between the two different languages and understanding of things. Yeah, that white man just came in and just walked all over everything. But they allow their churches to sit out here and run exorcisms, so they've actually murdered children in their own cult Christian religions, literally murder them because they're given their religious freedom to put them through an exorcism. But nobody else in this country.
Look at all the unmarked graves they're finding up in Canada.
Yep, 7,000.
All those children they murdered, the Catholic Church.
Yeah, we got a Whitaker State Home here in Oklahoma, up in northeastern Oklahoma. There's a Indian orphanage. They found graves there, too.
Yep.
So, you know, they're just dirty sons of bitches. And I can't believe there's people out here that sympathize with these people. Well, this is the year 2022, you know. We need to forget the past. Well, you can't forget the fact, like Snoop says, when you're looking out your door every day and you're still seeing the effects of what that white man caused and did and still doing. And I can't understand why any of our people could sit there and say that and try to be, I don't know, goody-goody with them. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah.
Elders are getting kicked out of their homes because they don't want to fix the homes because they're full of mess because of drug problems. They're blaming elders that don't smoke mess and do that and want to kick them out of their houses. They know these elders don't smoke that shit. But yet they want to kick them out and use it as an excuse because of their lack of responsibility to keep them drugs off that reservation. But let's get along with that white man today. Let's forgive his ass. Let's be goody-goody.
Yeah.
Weren't they the ones that said they were supposed to civilize us?
Yeah.
Navajos still don't got water, electricity, a lot of them. Everything else. You can look around. Like Chinook says, every day it's there in his fucking face. what he lives with, what he sees. And he's right. It all boils down to one thing. That's what the white man caused. And you know what? They can never forget it. And people should never shut up about it. Because they still haven't made right yet. And they don't have intention to make right. They want to become the new Indians, the white breed does. You got these white people out here right now running around in this country acting like a bunch of crazy people in asylum over there because of this fucking turd Trump. All because of that turd. And that's them point things in their life. They're all acting crazy, mean, violent. Oh, is that the way everybody's supposed to be and act like? Is that something good to look up to with the white man? They're out here in their school board meetings talking crazy crap. Oh, is that how we're supposed to act? But you all called us crazy. You put a lot of them in asylums because you didn't want them talking. Well, why aren't you putting your own white people out here in asylums? They're out here acting batshit crazy. And I see plenty of them, but I don't see none of them getting put away. For years, they've let this problem of this white nationalist, this Nazism, this militia get away in this country. But you let any other organization with brown or black skin rise up in this country, they'll stomp them out real quick. But they have let these other groups, well, it's their freedom of speech, their freedom of... No, we all know what it is. Because they're white. You let them continue on.
Well, there's a lot of white people being persecuted out here, too.
Well, like who?
Like us. We grew up poor. We're white.
Well, yeah, you're right there. But if you
and we grew up very
else,
poor. We didn't have electricity. We lived in a cabin. Running water to us was grab the bucket and run your ass out to the well. We had an outhouse. We didn't have shoes.
I'm talking about all these privileged people out here that got everything.
Right. And them are the
but
rich
people.
But they're
the ones out here screaming the loudest.
Well, they're the ones with
I'm
the power.
I'm tired of hearing white people. I'm tired of hearing these privileged white people, and mainly most of them grew up through a time period. They never had any adversity or had to go without. They didn't starve. But for some reason, they think their rights are being trumped on, and they're trying to lead this country into all kinds of chaos, especially minorities. The white people can get angry and go attack their capital, and geez, the stairs are still white. The Capitol stairs are still white up there. If that had been minority people doing the same exact thing those white people did, those stairs would be stained red.
Well, a lot of the white people aren't prejudiced, and they have no idea what's going on.
I know, and with some of them wake up because, you know.
Well, it's the same as with the Native Americans living on the res. They need to wake up. They act like they don't know what's going on. They want to be white. And it's like, why do you want to be white?
No, that's
you
what I was
be
saying
part of
in the
that
beginning
mess?
Here. That's what I was saying.
And why would they, why
I don't
would
know
they
why
want to
they
be part of that mess?
With them.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying earlier.
But the system out here is very racist. And
it
it's
is.
Biased towards,
I mean,
it is biased towards the white people. Because it was created by the white people.
Yep.
I'm Andre.
And I grew up out here all my life. And I'll tell you what, they didn't show me. They didn't show me they weren't prejudiced. They were okay. All my life, that's all I've been shown. So when people hear me speak, I speak on those for that reasoning. I don't know this younger generation what's wrong with them. I really don't. I don't know. Everybody's just gotten content and comfortable. You know, I don't know.
Well, it's all due to the indoctrination by the white government going after the kids and indoctrinating them.
All kids.
Well,
they're indoctrinating all kids.
All kids of all color.
I mean, they made it a law of the land where gay people are allowed to marry. What?
Well, they want to indoctrinate everybody to think, you know, that how this country came to be was so great. No, it wasn't. They lied about their history.
You're absolutely right about that.
Learning the hard way.
But even as a kid, when I was in school and they were teaching the history, I always questioned the teachers, you know, what about the other side of the story?
Yep.
But they didn't want to talk about that because the history books were all written by white men. So you
I didn't even know who
version.
Malcolm X was, but I was 19 years old. And a lot of people in this history of this country who stood up and tried to get their own people to listen and other white people, they were never put in the history books. Why?
Nope. Because it's written by white people. Nobody's going to write history and make themselves look bad.
Yeah, that's what they don't want that. They want everybody to think that they deserve. I don't know. I know they're not God's chosen people. I know that because their actions, the majority of the actions in this country speaks volumes that they're not.
Well, and that's what they don't get. I mean, you can tell a person by the road they walk.
Yep. As in, all this is going on these reservations, the youth. Man, you all need to get to, you do need to go back and sit down and talk to your elders. Talk to them. They'll tell you if you ask them. If their elders are not talking to them.
That's like the point I made a few weeks ago to the Chinupa that, you know, how can the elders do what they're supposed to and have their visions that the elders are supposed to have when every day all they worry about is where are we going to get food to eat? How are we going to survive? How are we going to stay warm? How do we keep our electric on? We have no money. How are we going to get money?
Well, see, that's part of the white man, what they instituted everybody into. Y'all, everybody's thinking that because that's what everybody got instituted in.
That's the whole plan is to make you dependent on them.
Yep, that's right.
They want you to come
and
beg to them. And if you're a good little stoogie and stuff, they'll give you some help.
I don't know. I just get sad because I do. I see our youth out here just getting too comfortable with these people. It saddens me more than it angers me because you want to talk to them, but they'll say, we need to forget about all that. Go on, just forget about all that. That's in the past. No, you can't forget about it.
Well, you have to have the past in order to have a future.
If things were right, these children would not be leaving their parents and grandparents and going off the reservation to live in the white man's world by choice. They would stay there with their people. Now, I know things go on the reservation, but still yet, that's your people. You stay by them. But they're just too content to get out here in this world. And I guess they like all this. They like all this that's what's out here. I wished I had somebody to run to. I grew up out here. I got nowhere to run to. And I have to live in this shithole. It's not that great, and I would tell the youth that. Because one day, you will see the white people reveal their true colors. They can be nice to your face as long as they want to, but when they're ready to show their true colors, they will, and it's going to be a shock to the youth when they do.
And that's, that's like this show. You know, if we get so mad because people won't speak up.
No.
Well, I think people are afraid to because they know if it gets back to their tribal councils and stuff, you know, they're going to. But, hey, if your tribal council ain't doing nothing for you to begin with, well, what are you afraid to speak for?
Exactly. If they
get
give you nothing, what can they take away?
That's right. The youth need to come on and talk. I want to hear from the youth out here. I want to be explained to. I'm 55 years old. I want you to tell me what's so good about this world out here that I grew up every day of my life. And I don't see the same things that I hear from some of the youth out here. Where has it changed that you feel comfortable being around this? I grew up in one of the racist state too, so maybe it's different from state to state. I don't know. But you're never going to be able to, until that white man can stand up, even this generation today, this generation is still committing wrongs. They can't just sit and blame it all on their ancestors, because I don't see much change in the mentality and attitude from today to the past. I really don't. And if none of them wants to be held accountable, then you got to keep the truth in their face. No, the way to change people is not by violence and white nationalism and laws and control. Why don't you try changing your character? Why don't you try changing the balance in your own life? And maybe you can see where things are wrong in this life. Why there's races of people out here that don't like the white people. I don't see a lot of good characters out here. But they're the ones that want to run everybody else down about who they are, what they are, what they do in their lives. When you go and fix on your own life like all these crazy people out here, you know, they talk about gay people, all this. Well, why don't some of you look in your own closet and face your own evils before you start trying to make everybody else concentrate on somebody else? Because to me, that's just a diversion from what they're escaping in their own lives, their own minds, and their own souls. They got something to work on themselves. And when you get masses of people that's doing that, that's when you get trouble. Because when you get ignorant people, that's all they want to do is go out here and start their damn Christian up shit up again, kill this person, execute this person in the name of the Lord. Okay, you guys are starting to get carried away again.
Because you love everybody equally.
Well, they don't prove it. The Bible says that, but I don't see hardly. There's people out there, but I'm talking about majority-wise. If you look out here and watch people, and I mean you will observe them day to day, I don't see anybody acting according to that Bible. They all stand by that Bible.
All the churches have become organized religion. It's all about the money.
That's right.
They don't read the Bible.
That's the problem.
I try to be a good person and treat everybody how I want to be treated. And 90% of the world is not like that. But I got to make God happy with me treating everybody with love and respect.
Yeah, and that's the point that everybody else should get at, too. But, you know,
they didn't want
to follow their Bible. They didn't want to listen to the Native people when they came over here. Native people tried to tell them about that balance, even though, you know, because it didn't come out of that white man's holy Bible. Oh, you're idiots. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know what? I look out here today and say, well, who's the idiots now? Because if you followed your Bible, you people out here, a majority of you white people, wouldn't be having all these problems that are out here that you want to blame on everybody else still today in 2022. And that's the reality of it. If their Christianity was so great, we would not be facing any of the turmoil that we are out here today. So their Christianity is failing.
Well, when God's war comes, the Armageddon, the first thing that's going to be destroyed is all the false religions and then this wicked government. So there's a lot of them are going to have a rude awakening because there ain't no turning back once God's war starts.
Well, these people can't say they were never warned. I mean,
that's right.
Even the people called savages who were speaking more sense than they were, they didn't even listen
to
them.
Yeah,
they called the Native American savages because they were burning incense and sending their prayers up in smoke to the Great Spirit, the Great Mystery. But yet, in the Old Testament, that's how they prayed to God, burn offerings, and their prayers went up in the smoke unto God. That's what the Bible says.
Well, that Bible, to tell you the truth, I can't understand how somebody could stand up in this country today and even hold that Bible up, knowing that everything that's written in that Bible pertains to people from the Far East and in countries from the Far East. They hijack religion. I got nothing for those people who hold that Bible up. You're listening to a white man who hijacked a region, a book and words from another region of people. But you brought it over here, and you tried to make everybody over here in this country believe that that's the holy word. It's not even your religion. Truly, it's not your religion. That's why it's not working. That's why it's not working, because it belonged to somebody else. The white man even hijacked that.
They'll all be done away with. And
I can't stand we got Nazis out here who hold that same Bible up and cuss and scream about Jews. Open that book up and tell me. You're holding a book that's about Jews, you ignorant SOB. Really, pull your head out of your ass. Why don't you go back to school and learn how to read and comprehend? Never get comfortable with these white people. And if people want to get mad at me saying this, because they will always snake up on you and show that they're not who they claim to be.
Not all. There's a few of us.
You can never generalize.
Yes, there is a few, but the majority, like I said, I grew up in Oklahoma. I still yet haven't seen anybody that didn't prove me wrong.
Yeah.
And I've known a lot of white people in my life. I'm 55 years old.
Yeah. Yep, there's few and far between, but we are out there and we do care.
Yeah,
and
I
never knew what was going on out there in that reservation until a month ago when my brother Earl told me about it. I was devastated.
Yep. And I think if more people...
If more people if knew more, about it.
Yep, that's right. But see, they don't want nobody to know about that.
No, I had no idea, and I'm 61 years old, and I had no idea about it. And if it weren't for Earl Margaret, I still wouldn't know about it.
Well, I know people probably get pissed off me because I come over hard, but I come that way because of what my life experience was. And if people get pissed off at Chinook, go live on the reservation. Like he says, see what he's in every day. Then you'll get it. You haven't walked in a person's shoes.
Exactly.
You
and
really
that's what
don't
I
get the gist of. This man's sad. He's sad. He misses his relatives. He's angry. And, you know, when people hear him speak, that's all they concentrate on is that anger. They don't even try to understand what's behind that anger and what caused it. And because he keeps wanting to put that out there, and he's putting the truth. It is. It's the white man. They did that to his people. They're still doing it. They're doing it to their own people, too. There is good people out there that's helping. And like you just said, there's a lot of people up out here. So I think this whole country needs to wake up to the truth. They have not been told the truth of what happened. Oh, the Indians, they got rid of that. You know how many times in my life I heard that? Oh, there's still Indians around? Yeah.
I had my picture taken with the Indians in South Dakota when I was 2 years old, and my son saw it, and he said, Mom, you were around when the Indians were around? And I said, they're still
Jeez.
Around.
See?
Yeah.
See, that's your... That's
still
your,
around.
Yeah, because you know what? They're not teaching that in school.
Nope, they're not allowed to. They don't want to offend anybody.
No, nobody wants to lose their damn job. That's why.
Exactly.
My kid brought home the history book. I kicked that thing across the floor. Why? Don't do that. So, no, don't tell me not to do that. I said, that book's full of lies. I don't even want to touch it. Might burn my hands. No, I just don't like the reverse psychology they pulled on everybody out here. While they point their fingers at all the other races, their majority of their race is the problem. But they want to blame everybody else. Well, their resolvement for it is kill all the races off and then we can be a white nationalist country. We don't have to worry about that. Oof, we got rid of all these races. So we can feel comfortable being white and shitty and mean. Snoop's probably not on because he's out there trying to make sure kids on the reservation are getting something.
Yeah, he's handing out the candy bags tonight.
Yep. So, you know, what's that say? I guess there's that saying, it's not what you know, but who you know on the reservation, right?
Yep. Well, we tried for years. We have property out in Arizona, just south of the Navajo Res. We're almost in between the Apache and the Navajo Res out there. And we tried for years to help people on the res, and we couldn't get anybody to help us help them.
Hmm.
including their government. We tried with their government, you know, to set up things for food and clothes and shoes and stuff we needed and everything. And we tried for years, and just people would say they were going to do something, and it never came to pass. And that's why we ended up, the Great Spirit put it on my heart to, you know, what about Pine Ridge? And I really didn't know nothing about Pine Ridge, so I had to look it up, and we went out there, and we were greeted with open arms. And the second time we went out there, that's when their tribal government showed up and wanted to know all about us and everything, what we're doing and all that. And then they decided they wanted to get their hands in the middle of everything and start controlling everything. And my wife and I were like, wait a minute, that's not what we're here for. We're not here for them to get richer and fatter and their friends. We're here for to reach the people that really need the food.
Well, so take it straight to the people. Don't ever turn anything over to tribal people, the tribal council. Cause
yeah, we didn't. We handed it out. We had taken hot dogs out, and me and my wife cooked the hot dogs up, and we're feeding the people. Hot dogs, potato chips, cookies, sodas, coffee, tea, hot cocoa, and plus I had a truckload of, you know, stuff we took out there, food and clothes and winter clothes and stuff like that, too. And so we were trying to feed the people when we first got there. They had opened up the CAP center for the homeless people because it was so cold out, one of them froze to death that night. And so they were inside the CAP building when we got there, and they helped us unload the truck and set stuff up. And the tribal police showed up, and they were going to run all the homeless people out, and they didn't want them there. And I told the police, I said, no, I said, that's why we're here. I said, these people are hungry. Whether they're an alcoholic or a drug addict or they live on the street, they're fucking hungry. We brought food for them to eat. And then the cops just backed off and let us feed them.
See, that's what they're doing out here, too, in these cities. They're going to let people feed the homeless. They'll throw you out in jail, you try to feed the homeless. So what's that say about the two governments?
And that's
they
like
want their people to die. They want the people that don't matter.
Yeah,
but they
and
don't
all these
take
fake
care
ass,
of.
All
they
these fake ass organizations, which I'm sure you know about the fake ass organizations too. Because they have one out there on the Dene reservation where it's called Adopt an Elder. Well, you have to pay them like $300 just to get an elder's name to help that elder. And I'm like, what? Why wouldn't I just give the $300 to the elder?
Why not just drive through the res and just go out there and find one and help them? See, that's
well,
that's
we tried that too
like
and stuff. And, you know, because of what they've been through, they see the same with you. If you see a white man pull up in your driveway, what are you doing? You're
well,
probably grabbing your gun.
Well, I understand that, too. That's why you need somebody who's you know, like Chinook. You know,
right,
but
we couldn't get anybody on the Navajo reservation to even go around with us and help us.
Oh, but well, they did for that Santini guy who was on YouTube. They took him around the fucking reservation. I guess go out there with a camera and pretend to be on YouTube. Maybe you'll get to the people, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, the people have been exploited so much on YouTube because all these organizations want to take pictures and videos and post it on there and, oh, send us money. And none of it goes to the people. None of it.
I'm not sad.
It all goes into that white organization's pockets. So that they can become rich and famous, and then what do? All of a sudden, they just leave when they have their pockets full, and the people get nothing.
Oh, bad. This is the
so, yeah,
that
we don't.
Me,
we don't.
Can't.
That's why we don't judge people. Like you know, you say you come off strong, and you know the hate coming out and stuff. We don't judge you for that.
Well, I know people don't understand it. Like I said, you gotta live it. You know, when you get to the point you don't trust any white people because over and over, like I said, I'm 55. and over they prove yourself to. I mean, you get to the point that you just feel like you can't trust nobody.
Right, and we get that, you know, and you know, to us, we're strong believers because we're hillbillies. Grew up in the mountains, poor, you know.
Well,
so we understand. Trust is something that's earned, not just given.
Well, that's a problem with this country, because so much was stripped away from the people to begin with, but then you get white people that came over here. They had to grow up poor. They have some sense of an understanding, but to fully grasp it, you know, like all these people. I didn't grow up on a reservation, but there's been plenty of people on here who have. People who just listen to them. And they're telling you what the hell they deal with there every day, day in and day out.
Yep, so thankfully, you know, a great mystery hooked us up with Chinupa. Through one of the elders we were helping out there on the reservation, he gave us Chinupa's name, and we hooked up with him, and we talked to him every day, and the stuff we've been doing, and he wasn't trusting of us, and he told me from, you know, the very first day, he said, look, I'm just going to tell you out straight because I'm an out front person. I don't like white people. I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I told him
that's good. And then when he started looking in and talking to some of the people we've been helping out there, the elders and stuff, they call us. We're in Ohio. They'll call us on the phone and explain their situation. And the one guy and his wife, Frank and Norma Bissonette, they had called us, and they'd gotten one of our cards from somebody that showed up at the CAP office when we were there. And had our phone number and names on it. And he called and said, we were just wondering if you could help us. Well, what kind of help do you need? He says, well, we need food. And we're like, okay. He says, here's our situation. He says, me and my wife are both disabled. And between the two of us, we get $500 a month. He said, that pays for our house, and it pays for our utility bills. And then there's not one penny left. So I asked him, I said, well, so what do you do for food? He said, well, the last 3 weeks we pray every single day that the great mystery would send somebody to help us. So we called the local grocery store, Bowie's right there on the res, and we got them a gift card so they could go up and get groceries right then. And that's what we do for the elders out there now. We've had quite a few younger kids calling us up. They're in their 30s, and they're calling us up, and they've been telling us all kinds of lies that they're calling for their grandparents or their parents and all this stuff. And they've got all these kids and everything. They're trying to scam us. So when we got hooked up with Chinupa, we can call Chinupa now. We tell them, okay, we're going to make a phone call and get back to you. We call Chinupa, and if he don't know the people, he can find out with one phone call.
Uh-huh.
And he tells us, these people are full of shit. They're scamming you.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get
sad.
Something for nothing. And that kind of hurt our feelings that they would do that to their own elders. Because we're trying to help the elders, the people that have emergency needs.
Yep. Well, I've seen pages go up. And I used to be on Facebook. Anytime somebody advertised, you know, for some help for Pine Ridge, all these people around the surrounding towns would put up these GoFundMes, but they were the ones taking the money. They weren't going to the people there.
Yep. We had
white people, even white people taking advantage
of
elders. You know, that's what pisses me off.
They do it out here in our world. They will wait until the elders, the old people, get their Social Security check or whatever, and they see them walking down the street, and they beat them up. They beat up an old person and rob them, these young kids.
Oh, they don't care.
There's something wrong with the world that does that.
It is. This whole, like I said, this country, in my opinion, nothing but insane asylum. And then everybody wants to hand their everybody fucking guns. You don't hand crazy people guns. You don't hand people who don't appreciate shit, hand them rights. But the people who deserve the rights, they want to just keep them down, strip them from them. Hell, you can't even go out here and hunt for yourself anymore. But you go out here and beat the shit out of somebody and rob them and get money, and you're okay.
Yep, so and they won't do nothing to that person. But if you try to help that elderly people by taking on those young kids, then you end up in jail for beating up those kids.
Now, I think more people need to come on this show.
Yeah.
And raise hell about this tribal council, how they're treating their people.
Yep, it's...
You know, if there's people, y'all know people out there that know this, help them. They need to call up and start raising hell.
Yeah, we got a, my wife had to step away. She's talking on the phone. One of the elders from Pine Ridge just called us. Sometimes we get a lot of calls and sometimes you only get a couple.
Yeah. It's just hard when I hear, I'm the same way. I hear somebody say, well, what are they getting out of this then? You know, that's my first instinct to go there. I don't trust these people.
And I understand that. And
I don't.
I've been asked that. You know, what's in it for you, more or less?
I get asked, why do you hate white people so bad? I ask this, why don't you white people hate your own? You can't see what your own damn people are doing to people out here? But you ask the minority white.
There is a lot of white people that do hate our government, and we're one of them. And I know a lot of people who do.
Our government 2 days ago just gave $1.7 billion to Ukraine to help them, but they can't help the own people in our own country. That's what this is about.
And they just approved $1.7 trillion to keep the government running, but not one penny to the people.
Well, I guess like Chinook said, Russell Mean said, well, to the reservation. He's right. America's the one big reservation, I guess. But that's what they do over there. No.
Yep.
I
We grew up being called white trash.
Yep. I know my mom did too.
White people calling us white trash.
That's a,
because
that's
we
just were called. No respect and people, you know, even the Native people try to talk about stuff like that. Stuff that talk down about people. You see somebody needs help, you help them. You don't want to go in there and kick their ass because they're down. You don't want to go out here and kill somebody because they ain't stepping in line with Christianity or the government.
No, they want to. They want to kill people because of the color of their skin, and I never understood that.
Well, I couldn't understand is why the white man wants to go against the biggest rule of the Ten Commandments. Thou shall not kill, but they're the first in line screaming, we need to go execute these people. We need to go hang these black people. We need to go here and kill these tribes. But your Christianity says not to do that.
They don't read their own Bible.
Nope, they just get preached to them. They listen to somebody else tell them bullshit. Like I said, that Christianity is not real. If it was real, it would be working. It's a religion that was hijacked from the Far East. It's not the white man's religion. They even lost their own religion, losing my religion. Remember the R.E.M. song? They lost their own religion.
All religions anymore are people have just turned away from them, and they've distorted and corrupted them so bad that you can't even find the truth in them anymore. And that goes for,
well,
you know, all the Native Americans, too. They've done the same thing to theirs.
The Romans put down their swords and shields and put on a robe. But they got other people to still kill for them, you know, the higher elites. You know, they went from putting on togas and went to robes. Yeah, I don't want to hear none of the crap about their religion. Togas and robes. Scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. One and only time I stepped in the church, that preacher was talking about beating the crap out of your kids. Nah, you don't do that. Everything they teach is the opposite of what's supposed to be in that that book. That's when people should start standing up and telling them, shove it up your ass. I even asked some people, I tested some church people one time. I had a motor go out on my fan, on my furnace. Can somebody either help me, give me some money to get a furnace, or help me find somebody that can help me put a motor in here? No. Oh, but you want me to join your church, right? That's why I say I don't like religion. It's not what religion can do for you, it's what can you do for religion. How much can you give religion? How much can you donate?
Well, I don't know. Something needs to change. That's all I know.
Well, I hate to say this, and I don't want to piss anybody off, but the people that need to change is the white people. And if they're not willing to change, then, like I said, they're going to go down a sinkhole. The white man wants everybody else to change and conform to him. So he's comfortable in his racism, his skin color, his mindset. That's what they're trying to force out here. When you hear white nationalists, that's what it is. They want this country to be a white nationalist.
Right, but whatever they're doing seems to be working. That's the
problem. That's because nobody's getting out here and kicking the shit out of them people.
Because they've indoctrinated the kids, and the kids are becoming part of the problem also.
Well, like I had a white man come up to me out here on my own property over a piece of damn paper for a census, threatening me with everything but the kitchen sink. I'll tell him, get your fucking racist ass out of here. He was okay until he called me an ignorant native, and when he did that, he handed his ass to himself. That's the shit I deal with out here. They're bullies. And you know what? A bully needs to be told where to go. And if you don't want to go, then he needs to be kicked. These white people who've got that bully pulpit mindset mentality, they need a little bit back of what they dish out, and I guarantee you that they'd crumble. You have no choice growing up. You either sit there and take them kicking you, spitting on you, calling you names. Then you grow up and you get older, then they start pulling their little their adult COVID mindset shit on you, you know, and when you don't want to fit into that or you fight back, wow, you got a problem. You got a problem. I got a problem. I shouldn't have to be acting the way I am towards you, son of a bitch. You're the reason why I'm acting this way. You're telling me I got the problem? They don't get it. They just don't get it.
You got anything to say, Allison?
Oh, I don't know. I just know we're not supposed to have hate in our heart. You can hate what they did, but you're not supposed to hate that person. You ask.
Well,
you pray,
I truly understand that too.
Yeah.
Well, I've tried to understand that. I have always, all my life, tried to think that, give them the benefit of the doubt, turn the other cheek. I've tried that, and it is very hard. It's very hard not to hate them, especially when you've tried. You've tried to be decent with these people, and they don't even accept that you're trying to be decent to them. You're trying to be respectful. They still act that way. That's what gets me really. I guess you can get my point of hate.
It's everywhere. On to Walmart.
Right. You have ignorant people no matter where you go.
Yeah.
No matter what race. There's ignorant people.
No matter what color you are.
And you got to realize what.
Not carrying the hate in your heart, because that can eat you up. But sometimes these people just don't leave you no room but to do that.
You know what? Don't stoop to their level. That's the way I look at it now. The older I've gotten, I don't stoop to their level. If that's the way they want to be, so be it.
Well, that's the way I feel, too. The only thing I got to say is they can be that way. Just don't put your hands on me, because I'm at the point I ain't taking no more of that.
Oh, I don't take nothing
All
more.
All my life I've been physically abused by them.
Tormented and bullied my whole life in school. And I'm 61, and I don't take it from nobody no more. Too old.
Nope, you just get to that point. You know, like I said, you know,
exactly.
I don't understand psychology too well, because you can go too far. And you can even knock the fear that you use over somebody. You can even push that, knock that fear out where that person don't fear you no more, and that's when you got to start worrying. And that's where the white man's at right now. Because he is pushing people out here to the point. They're to the point of not having, they literally push that fear right out of them.
Well, that's the thing. A desperate man will do desperate things.
Well, it's not a desperate man. It's a person who wants to be left alone, and people won't leave you alone. You're not in a desperate situation. It's that person who doesn't have the respect not to put you there to begin with. It's their problem, not the person that they're doing it to. Nobody should even be put in a desperate situation. But there's people out here that push that and won't even understand that.
In Revelations, it says the signs of the times of the end. People will be lovers of money, themselves, greedy, selfish, hateful, disrespect where we are right now.
Yeah, and that's what's going to do people in.
Yep. And that's why you can't hate the person. Just hate what they do and forgive them, because you can't be forgiven unless you forgive.
Can everyone hear Chanupa?
Yes.
Can everyone hear me? Okay,
yeah.
I just came on the show pretty late. And I've asked certain colleagues of mine to step up and take control of the show because my little brother, Tyreek, I don't know what he's going through, and I will take it up with him after the show because he sends me text messages that he's having difficulty, there's something going on. You know, I understand his life because he chose that because he got himself hooked up with people in the past all because of the late George Floyd. So whatever comes from that, he put his neck in a position where they took it off his shoulders, so he's not in the right frame of mind to have the right head connected to his body, even though he's a Palestinian. But at the same time, he sends me text messages to determine how we are going to orchestrate our show, The Indigenous Voices of People. And so I'm computer illiterate. As you just said, describing the book of Revelations from the Bible, I am computer illiterate, and I'll just say it this way, and don't get offended. Thank the Lord for making me computer illiterate. That's what I would say. But here's the catch now. Now I'm going to turn it up since I came on. You know, we have a current situation, people, and a majority of people like Margaret and her husband Earl, who stepped up and helped Strongheart. We made 255 Christmas candy bags for the needy kids here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And Christmas is really not our way, but because they pushed us into this dilemma and forced their way of life upon my people. So back in ancient times, we were teepee-dwelling people that lived upon the earth and did things according to the way the sun came up in the east and went down in the west. And we were always a spiritual people, and we prayed and everything we did in our life was a, you know, symbolic honor of prayer. Today in the year 2022, on the eve of Christmas, the white man's Christmas, which is made up, you know, in America, which, you know, it's better known as Turtle Island, we're all following these conscripts that don't belong to our people. But yet, that's, you know, how people, you know, take on different avenues that pertain to the same thing that goes on in Indian country. I've asked I've asked some of my colleagues to step up and host the show, take it over, because, you know, I'm doing stuff here. And the individual that was on the show just now, she talked about, you know, the way people are because of the anger and hatred. You know, if the white race could really, really take a good look and a hard look at the Gideon's International, the virtue of that word, Gideon's International, okay? I always use this against people in two terms, bad or good. This is why I use them, two terms, bad or good. And I use that phrase, Gideon's International. Why? Because many years ago, I got into some Christian people that came out here to Pine Ridge, and they were using the Vacation Bible School to harm my children, and, you know, they were bastardizing them through their Vacation Bible School, and then yelling at my children, my grandchildren and nieces and nephew. All the kids here on Pine Ridge are my family, all of them. I don't care how their families take it, so be it, but they're all mine. So what I wanted to reflect on, you know, every time we have a show, we want to get heavy into heavy stuff. But I asked these people from Tennessee, Kentucky, and the other one was from, I think, that little area up on, right next door to them two states, Kentucky and Tennessee, Arkansas, in Little Rock, okay? And when these Christian people start having their mindset open towards the indigenous people, they were saying that Jesus Christ died for our sins. And they made that reflection to him because Christ was supposedly shed his blood for all mankind. Okay? So if he shed his blood for all mankind, I said, well, wait a minute. What about the four-legged and the winged creatures? And they looked at me with some dismay, and they were puzzled by the reason why I said that. I said, so if he shed his blood and he died on Calvary's cross for all mankind, why did he leave out the animals? And then his name was Gus, Gustafson. And Gustafson, he was from Clarksville, Tennessee. He said, why would you bring that kind of attitude up? I said, wait a minute, hold it. Don't say I have an attitude now. You see, I listen to you guys indoctrinate your figures of speech through the Vacation Bible School. You were talking about Christ. You talked about Jesus. This kid has all kinds of names, okay? And he's supposed to be the Son of Man. But what I'm really contemplating with you guys is, why do you have to use your bully pulpit, raising your voice so goddamn loud and forcing it upon my children? And then when they get in that mindset where they're scared, you turn around and give them a little Ziploc bag with some jelly beans and a couple of pieces of a cookie. And then you give a prayer, and then you guys go play and all that bullshit. And I said, I'm going to tell you why. Jesus himself didn't scream at kids, let alone did he scream at his congregation that followed him when he led them out of, you know, Jerusalem, and they had landed over in Galilee and all this stuff. So one of the other ones, him and his wife, Cynthia was her name, I believe. I remember it real good. Cynthia and Kent O'Donnell, okay? Cynthia and Kent O'Donnell, they were from Kentucky. So they mentioned, do you know your scriptures? I said, I'm going to tell you something, man. And, you know, listen to me carefully. I was in prison for victimizing, you know, the abuse of the way white people inflicted upon us through their hatred and racism and so forth here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I took up arms against the federal government, the tribal government, the state police, and the tribal police. And we were protecting our children and women because the tribal police were raping our women in the name of law and order, which America still does that too today in the year 2022. But we weren't in 2022. So when I was reflecting to this to them guys, they start looking at me and asking this question. Because like I said, I just met some good friends that, you know they're my... I claim on my brother and sister, Earl and Margaret. So by giving some real strong admiration to their Bible, their good book, and then holding them accountable because they were chastising my children, that's what offended me. But I said to them, that's why I asked them, I said, do you guys know anything about Gideon's International? Because all these books that are created today, right now as I'm talking to you guys on the eve of Christmas in 2022, all of these books are man-written. Now, Shakespeare said it best, don't trust these written material. And Shakespeare put his name in the book because he said these words are lying to people, and the masses will be construed with it. Shakespeare was right. That's why they got rid of Shakespeare. So Shakespeare, when you do the history upon him too, he too was a scholar. He was a bastard, just like Jesus and many other people that were, you know, born out of wedlock and so forth. But this is the crisis of how America has deemed itself to be patriotic. And, you know, even that blonde-haired kid, the newly resurrected Custer, Donald Trump, he did the same thing too. Lying, had he really came to people and asked, you know, the powers that be, which is the poor people, that's the power of the poor people, then he might have, you know, got somewhere with all of the, you know, conscripts that were affecting this country now. Because no matter what kind of president you put in there in the name of the candidacy of what he's saying, that he's going to, you know, we're going to make America great. Oh, we got to, you know, do this and do that. If you go back in history, we have not, and I mean we, because I'm going to include myself with all of you. We have not learned from this history. Since the killing of Abraham Lincoln and JFK, okay, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, okay, we had no other president murdered in that same caliber, see, in that category too. But any other one back in past times, they got rid of them because they invested their belief in people. Now, I don't know Jesus. Jesus was brought over here. And we've been, you know, forced into listening to his Christian, you know, Catholicism of how they forced it upon our people. Like, you know, Christ is the only salvation. It's the only way out, man. That's being heathens. That's what they named us, indigenous people. So by holding these families together, Cynthia and Kent, Cynthia and Kent to this day come back to Pine Ridge. They got away from the pronunciation of Christianity. And they're up there in age because I'm 65. And so Cynthia and Kent right now should be almost 80 years old, both of them. And they still come out here when it's you know, frequent enough for them to come. And they got away from that because this is what I told them. When you study these Catholicism, you know, written material, there's seven Bibles out there. That even includes, you know, the house of Yahweh, their so-called God, and Jesus, they call him Yahshua, you know, the Watchtower people, and then the Mormons. They all have this, okay? And different categories of the Catholicism, of the way European people think in my country, they forget one thing. Indigenous people, we the Lakota people, when I mean Lakota, I'm reflecting to all of the tribes, all of them, all the tribes on Turtle Island. We've always honored every day as a living chronicle of life that we were brought in and born into. Like our saying goes, we chokantile echa wowak sapehe oispe. Na wakhantanka kichi manetu na unchi makha kile inonki tropi nufhin lena wobleze kilena unkupi he un chanupo akhankile echa na hakhti. Toha oyapahena chanli ayapahena etaha aileana ya umpahanta. Wakhantanka kichi mane tuki he nanichi hunkte. Na unchi makha kile wane tuki sutana tasake. Tanka ilale na wachake hanta. Woa kankile suta ichakye na etaha. Taku wachake ke he. Wakhantanka. So to mix it all up like an etch-a-sketch, okay? We were told that when we smoked our sacred pipe with our tobacco, which come from trees, okay, not mixed with this other stuff that was stolen from different tribes, and our cherry and red willow bark was our prayer offering and smoke that we used through the sacred pipe to reach the great mystery. And the eagles took that message to him. And so like now, as the earth is so cold outside, grandmother's cold, if you go out there barefooted and pray like I did early this morning with my dogs, I went outside and prayed. And it's a horrible time when you stand there. It's cold, man. You could catch pneumonia and die, whatever. Nah, that's not true. That's all in your head. Because this is how white America has, you know, pilgrimage, its value of life to determine what's best for you if you didn't fall. That's why we were labeled, you know, unearthly heathens, according to their so-called Holy Bible. Now, they don't even know what that means when you understand, you know, the Catholicism of how they interpret, you know, human language. See, our language was never written. the Lakota language. Never was written. It was done on a pictograph. But we know how, as always, we know how to respect other cultures' belief. Because we, you know, we never submitted to it. It was forced upon us. My grandmother's a living proof of it. God rest her soul. And I thought about her the other day because I cried for her, mom, and grandpa. And, you know, my dad, I cried for them four. And I'm 65. I still do that to this day. I cry like a little kid because I'm enduring a lot of stuff that goes on in Indian country. And our own people, my own people, have forgotten their principalities of understanding what's valued in the life that we have as indigenous people. We don't pray. We don't honor anything anymore. We're like the white man. He don't even pray. So America, the conscript of the way America is, people, whether you get offended or not, I don't give a damn. You can call me 605-517-1547 or 605-517-2621. Call me on them and I'll debate it with you. Americans, if you claim yourself as an American, okay, in the year 2022 on the eve of Christmas, December 24th, okay, you Americans are spiritually lazy. Don't say you ain't. You are. You're spiritually lazy. You don't know how to give thanks. You don't pray for the real meaning of prayer. And the abundances of what's happening in my country, Turtle Island, you have never, ever thanked the indigenous people for welcoming you in his country of Turtle Island. Who fed you in Turtle Island? Who took you in and gave you land to have a home? And if it wasn't for the indigenous people, Americans, you'd be homeless. You'd be in a country without means. Everything in Turtle Island, you destroyed. And you destroyed large amounts of indigenous people from Maine to Florida and inward. The Plains people here in the Dakotas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, stood up to you with our brothers, the Shahiala and the Makhpiatho, which are the Blue Cloud people, better known as the Arapaho, and then the tree dwellers, the Shahiala, the Shiners of Trees, which is the Cheyenne. So they joined forces with the Lakota and defeated their older Donald Trump, who is named General George Armstrong Custer, blonde-haired guy. You give me 80 men and I'll ride through the whole entire Sioux Nation. That was what was recorded. When he could have ran for president of this country, he would have got in. That's why they sent him out here. He came from West Point, that clown. And he said that if you give him 85 men, he would ride through the whole entire Sioux Nation. While in reality, he got sued when he came up here. And the moral of the story is, don't ever ask for what you can't take. And that's what happened to him. So now he's laying up here at the greasy grass. And you people and my people still honor that great victory. But see, this is what happened. What we did in ancient times with many other tribes, and let's look at the Black Hawk War of the Sauk and the Fox people of the Midwest, out east. They too defeated people out there. Okay? They defeated them for one purpose. We are tired of being driven into exile. And when you push a people to that dilemma, when they face critical mass, God damn it, they are going to rebel, and they're going to show you. So nowadays, today, the year 2022, America is finally getting a rude awakening. But they did this. They did it. You all have to own up to this, white man. You have to. for all of the fallen dynasties that occurred throughout my waters, okay, because I'm in my own country, Turtle Island, from the Romans to the Greeks to Mesopotamia, the Mediterraneans, the Egyptians, and now the failure of the American Empire, you're going to see that they all tried to repeat history again. And they interbred it. There was a quote that one of the movies out there that made something. And it was, you know, Mel Gibson made that movie called Braveheart, okay? Scottish peoples that, you know, wear them celts and they paint their face and, man, they got it on to get it on with the English. That king of England, Longshanks, Edward the Longshanks, what did he say in that script? He said, it's time to implement an old custom. He said this, okay? He said, Scotland, my land, how can we run it when it's full of Scots? So when he said that he was going to implement this new custom, it was called Prima Nocte, okay? Prima Nocte, where the military would force themselves to take the wife or a newly wedded couple and take the wife and go have sex with her and bring her back and dump her rune off back with the husband. This is how evil these people were back then. But you see, American people don't want to watch these movies. Technology is telling you guys, when you watch these movies, they're telling you, study them and see exactly what they're saying. And then you'll get the message. When Russell Means, my late brother and fellow patriot in the struggle of freedom, Russell Means, okay, when he created that movie, him and Dennis Banks, they started that movie on Last of the Mohicans. What did that British guy say, huh? What did he say when he seen that they thought that the West Duty was an ally to them? Shit, ally? No, he wasn't no ally, man. West Duty was going to get these son of a bitches for what they did to him and his people. And so he had a turn that mindset around. He learned something. But that officer that got off that wagon, and he walked into that building and they were all meeting in there, and they were using the people that were farmers to help them fight, you know, the French. Because this was the French, you know, Revolution War. They put Indians against Indians. Two different breed of white people. Two different breed of white people. English and French. They're white people. And they were fighting each other over this land. Our land. My land. Turtle Island. So here, that British guy, he said, I thought British policies make the world England. Huh? So that's what's happening to this day. All of these foreign policies that were created in America, which you people are patriotic, you call my country America, no such thing. It's called the Island Hill or Turtle Island. And that might sound blasphemous to all of you, but hey, I speak the heart's truth. That's all I got. That's the one goddamn thing you couldn't break and take from me, is my honor of words. Well, you shouldn't have taught it to me. This English language is barbaric, brutal. Okay, come on, listen. Don't talk now. Listen. It's like we're in school. I'm going to teach you something. So here we are in the year 2022, okay, on the eve of Christmas. And yet we have not learned to give thanks and help the indigenous people that you all almost annihilated. You did. Don't say you didn't. Your ancestors, all of you did it. Okay? And because of this understanding, all right, here I am using your language to communicate to you. And that's why it sounds brutal. Well, it's brutal when you do it. So everybody humbles to a different level to accept your figure of speech of words. But when indigenous people do it, oh, man, hey, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, the shields come up. That says the red flare up. Hey, wait. We got to back up, man. That didn't know. You see, we endured your chastising. We endured your hatred. We endured your racism, which is still going on today. But you show me. You show me where the great mystery himself and his son, Jesus, went into Washington's capital, you know, the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. Show me where the great mystery and his son, Jesus, went over there and raised hell and took multitudes of people in the name of Christianity through Catholic Catholicism and Christian Catholicism and destroyed that town. Because Jesus did that in that book. He did that. Remember, because all these merchants were selling stuff in the Holy Temple? Huh? So he got pissed off and raised hell in there, didn't he? So this is why they used that symbolic retroid to destroy him. That's why they crucified that guy. Because he had followers. Read the books. It'll tell you. But in America, it's never lived. Christian people, look, man, globally, all right? The Christian Catholicism has three wealthy Christian men, okay? And altogether, out of that three Christian wealthy men, there's another four. And all of these create a seven, okay? These seven big billionaires make Trump look like a punk. They got more money than that boy has ever had and ever will. So this is why they're trying to run the globe. This is what you people don't want to talk about. You want to talk about all this Mickey Mouse bullshit. I don't want to talk about that. Look at it. It's right in front of you. And that's where the problem is. Imagine this, and I've said this on countless shows, people. 68 million head of buffalo of the north and 68 million head of buffalo of the south. They migrated through here, going north and south. So it's a passageway. And miraculously, when vegetation could never, ever replenish itself, they made little trips east to the mountain range, but they couldn't eat according to what they had to out there because the vegetation was minimal because there was other wild game. What happened to the red deer or the red skunk, people? What happened to these animals that symbolically represent red, yellow, white, and black, huh? They were hunted beyond extinction. White man. White man. He didn't kill for eating. Uh-uh. House. House was another source of income as a trade good. This is what my people understood and how they had their commerce exchange in my country. We are the ones who invented the commerce exchange, man. But it wasn't in coin metal. It wasn't in mammon, paper dollars, mammon. That's all that shit created by them. Plued your mind to think freely. My God, you guys need to wake up and let's really talk heavy because this is what's happening. Now go back to the four-legged. The four-legged has never done a damn thing to you human beings. The only thing the four-legged has ever did for you is try to accept you. No matter how fucked up and brutal you are, he tries to accept you. When you have a miserable day out there with society and you come home all pissed off and full of hate and ready to beat the fuck out of your wife and your kids, your four-legged will welcome you at the door and waggle the tail for you and take all that hatred away from you. And what do? You kick that dog. You throw something at him. That's how barbaric you people are. You don't understand the gravitation between the life and love because you never had it before. This is what indigenous people live with today in the year 2022. We're going to meet a new year coming up in a few days. And yet you guys still won't want to talk about, man, what have we learned in the year 2022? I have seen and learned this, that the generation of youth support the use of drugs. The use of drugs. And that all started from a young man named Julian Bearrunner and Kevin Keller. They used this youth, the generation. You remember that rock heavy metal group called Skid Row? They came out with a song, huh? We are the youth gone wild. Whoa, 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 whoa. Huh? They came out with that song, and it, the youth gone wild. Well, a reservation is a prime example. And you illegally legalized it. Now white people come into Pine Ridge from Hot Springs, Rapids, Nebraska, to buy drugs and take it back. This is what you people did. You, all of you that are on tonight's show listening, you are deceived people. If you don't know how to say no to teach your generation of youth that are crying out of learning, what makes you think that you're going to speak to the hurt of the poor and weak? You have to live in it. Come live here in Pine Ridge and see exactly how they reduced us to take our food source away from us, man. That fucking white man did that. We've done nothing to that guy. We never went over to his country. We never got out of prison and jumped on four ships and went over there and forced our way of life upon him. Hell no. We never did that. But that's what those countries did outside my waters. All those countries over there are fucking barbaric, man. And so the wretched refuse is your blood genetics. They come from that. I met two new hillbillies. Two new ones. Margaret and Earl. Them two speak with passion. They have a heart. They're no different than David Clark, Jeff Bell, Tristram Johnson, Brian Johnson. They're no different than them. Because they see the big picture. They see where the problem is. And yet we indigenous people are falling into that. Back up. I've told you Indians. I told you guys. Back the fuck up. And watch it unfold right before your eyes. Now I'm going to turn this into something real fast, and then we're going to open up for some final comments. Because I came on the show late, and it's 6:44. So I'm going to turn it up this way. Metakepi, lechalakis e, woyuk sankilechi chupi, lakota ognatha, wichoyeke he muhe, e washichita wichoyeke topi. Aswana, blutoksen a lakota wagste. E honey tronkashila, na unchimit hockey, na inamit hockey, waun spekile lechus de emakina kapi. On petty one zi in ni chagin de hoxila. Chakik su ya. Ni tuweki le when it hoppy hena echa yankinkte. Hohe lakhote henicha. Shahila nahicha. Naake moshika henicha. We choike le no ospechi chinkte hoxila. Na on petty hena one zi ewa unshniki ni echa yagle yankte. No yate le na oichak ya. On petu on zi tchokse ataku shita ahe ukse. Na anipach bokse. Na mila hanska ki hena ake iu tchokse. We choku ze hena isha iu tchokse ake. Hena he chupi, lakota ki hena wakte chalapsne. He un lena lechu ze, tak shita pach bok, lena unkit hapi. Lechu ze unkit hap, he uncha, tagne washte, ichaki okishne. Ash, wat she akinkte, hoksila. Wakhatchanka kichi mane to he wahoya ke hunte taku kash. Yokte yank. He wakhanki he nahaksi wichoi ke he oispe. Na kiksuya. Nitue ki le makha enita. Hatchanka oyate hena nitrope he enita. Doine hena yutroksa bo kipsi. Non petto un gi martini l'orte che le. Doksha e na hi fort. E in sho ukte. Na kik su yo. Wa khan ya na wa kan ki le na echa. Suta o ispe cha na kusha na yo. Hena ni trope, hena ni tuwe pi ke he yanke. Tone he ek tun zi snil. Khatia topa hena wala ke hanta hoksila. Wa khan ki le in shangli hunik. So we talk and 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 we talk. Whatever I said in my language, that's for all of you to figure out. I'm not going to break it down and tell you. But what my grandfather told me was simple. Don't pick up that way of life because it's going to be hard for you to put down, my boy. He's right. Simplest way, and there was a lot of great things that came with it. Our language is so humble, so calm, pleasant, and honorable. It doesn't lie like the English language. And so we're at a few minutes of the top of the hour. Any last-minute thoughts and comments, and we'll see you guys all tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I won't be late. I'll be on it on time. And thanks for whoever hosted the show at the beginning. But like I said, Tyreek texted me messages where he don't want to do our show no more, but he was honorable to give us the show from Leona Brando, Jabril Salam. All of these people that we had networking with us gave up on us, indigenous people. They turned, I'll put it this way, them fuckers turned against us Indian people, us real indigenous people. They did. They turned against us. That's why they don't want to do the shows no more. Oh, yeah, but when they were doing all that fake shit with all them fake people, oh, they were getting all that attention and popularity from all them sons of bitches. Oh, it was great. When they got took from them, oh, they come crying back to the Indian people now. Man, fuck you guys. You guys need to wake up and see what the hell kind of painted picture you're painting, man. It's not the same thing. Quit lying to us. We see you fuckers lying all the time. If you're somebody of color in my country, act like it. Don't lie. We indigenous people, we struggle with that. Because my people don't have no language, they're lying. They don't have a language, so that's why they lie. My people are doing that. They lie. They don't got no language. So any last-minute thoughts and comments, and thank you for whoever's on there, Earl, maybe Margaret, Rachel, Jenny, whoever's on there, even Tyreek, my little brother, I thank him anyway. Even though I get pissed off at him, at least I owned up to my responsibility, my words and actions. I gave you my phone number. You call me, and we'll talk about it, why I'm that way. Because I have to live with that shit. I got to put up with you guys' bullshit. Earl and Margaret are going to come out here, some hillbillies. Some more people that dwell themselves in the hills. Those are my kind of people, man. We talk this way. But we have a heart for each other and everyone else. We try to care and help and love you people when you don't want it. Maybe you don't even appreciate it, but who gives a damn? We still love you and care for you, whether you don't care for yourself. So back to all of you for some last-minute comments. And then tomorrow night, we'll see you again on the Indigenous Voices of People from 5 to 7. All right, back to you, listening audience.
Are you still talking? Yeah, I'm here too. I might be at a war memorial. I'll go there. Just come find me.
Okay. Is this your case? I'm so fucking tired.
This is right for him.
It's real. I'm out here. It's gonna be okay.
My last one thing I want to say here is, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about our hate. I want to say this.
We
didn't hate to begin with.
The problem.
We were taught to hate because of the hate that got put on us. When you put up with 65 years of it, you try to understand it. They leave you no choice but to hate them because they don't know when to stop hating. If the white man can learn to stop hating, then many people will not hate on him. But I get heard people saying, well, you shouldn't hate. You shouldn't hate. Really? Let's tell that to all the white people out here. Let's tell them they should stop hating. Because their hate is what's caused all this mess in the lives of many, many, many people out here. Their hate. And then we get criticized when we express our hate because of their hate. Let's all tell the white men out here, get control of your hate. Get control of your hate before you come talk to somebody else about how they feel, what they do. I don't know about anybody else, but I've turned the other cheek. I've given the benefit of the doubt, and I've even played the sympathy fiddles for them, and I just got no more for them. And it's because of the experiences and what I've dealt with in life year after year after year. Why should I keep turning the other cheek? Why should I keep understanding and giving the benefit of the doubt or play that sympathy fiddle for them when they won't even make the effort to stop their own hate? It leads to their actions. So that's what I'm going to end on tonight.
Anyone else there have any last-minute comments and thoughts?
I was tormented, bullied my whole life. I hated everybody for being, every year in school I was tormented and bullied, pushed around and beat up. And I hated it for them, but you know what? I learned to forgive. I don't carry the hate in my heart. I'm not going to be miserable in my own heart because of their actions. I'm not going to stoop to their level. So I just keep my head high. I'm nice to everybody I make contact with. I go to Walmart to get a gallon of milk. I'm there 4 hours because I show the kindness of heart to every person in that store I pass in the aisle because I'm not going to stoop to anybody else's hatefulness because we're not supposed to hate. The number one command from God is to love your neighbor as you love yourself, and that's where I'm going to end my at.
It was a beautiful day. You could feel the heat from the volcano. From the description of his face, easy height, they didn't make it sound dangerous.
We still got time.
Yeah, there's a little time. Who's on?
This is Max. We're talking about how our people were misled about Christianity. Look on the Billings Gazette. You look for Pastor Dean here in the last week, 2 weeks. He molested four girls, young girls. I can't remember the age limits or the head count. But look in the Billings Gazette. He was taken up to the federal corrections. He was arrested by federal marshals, but he was let back out. I don't know if he posted bond or what the deal was. That's what kind of people preach the gospel. But my best bet is that you look up this individual in the Big Gazette in the last 2 weeks, so you'll see that article. I'm kind of computer illiterate, so I can't jump on and give you the date and the time and the amount of individuals that were involved. You might have a better perspective of what I'm talking about if you know how to Google and all the other good things. But I'm not in that. I don't fall in that category. But you all have a good day and good night. Watch yourself. It's cold out there. And Creator to watch over all of us. Oh.
Thank you for that comment. Appreciate that. Well, we close with this, and we would like all of you to tune back in for tomorrow, Indigenous Voices People Show. Remember, people, it's your show. So we close with this song.
Wahiye loyoy, wahiye loyoy, hey, 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 hey